Welcome to FTH Beyond, the game all about Marvel Strike Force. This week, we are sadly without Charles. April Fools, we really don't care if he's here or not. Charles could not be here. He's working some crazy hours. But with me, as always, my partner in crime, Sen Raven. Hey.
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Not too bad. So I wanted to take this chance to let people know that I'm starting a new show. I'm going to bring in all the hot news from the DC version of this game, Legends. That game is incredible. New stuff happening every day.
You know, it's weird because I was going to announce that I am starting a new show as well, but it's all about Image Comics and the video games that they have, because they have so many.
I hear I was hoping you would do a show about the Disney Sources Arena, or even better, the in the Looney Tunes World of Mayhem.
You know, Looney Tunes World of Mayhem does not get enough love.
No, it's actually not a bad game.
It's a good game, and the fighting part of it makes perfect sense with the IP. You know, it's got all the over-the-top combat that you would get from the classic Looney Tunes. It's not bad.
I had fun with it for a little while.
Yep. Yeah, I did too. So, but that's not what this is about tonight, or is it? No. Charles isn't here, but we do have stuff to talk about, right?
We have a lot of stuff to talk about.
So, how about that strike pass?
So that's an interesting one now that it's actually working.
Yeah. So I got in and I said, okay, well, let's take a look at the strike pass because it might be worth it. And then once they actually fixed it, I was able to find the price for it. Yeah.
Right. So the price is exactly the same as the other one, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It would have been nice if it was a little cheaper. But it comes down to the same thing as the other pass. If the $20 is worth it to you for what they're offering, it's a good deal.
Right.
If it's not, then, you know, then don't buy it. In this case, you're getting 500 cores, 5 gold credits, a bunch of different orbs, orange gear, and a bunch of stuff like that, and 50 shards of Silver Surfer for $20.
Yeah.
In the RTA pass, you're getting 55 shards of whatever character, and a bunch of tier 15 gear and a bunch of other stuff. And again, 5 gold credits, 500 cores, and all the miscellaneous things.
Right.
So if those are worth to you for $20, they're basically the best offer in the game. If they're not worth the $20, that's fine. That's, you know, you're still going to get the stuff at the bottom.
Right.
You're still going to, as long as you're doing your dailies, and the 400 ions and fusing an ISO crystal a day.
Yep.
Then you should be able to max out the entire bottom line and get 50 shards of Silver Surfer for free.
Yeah, I really was hoping that honestly, if it was $10, I probably would have bought it. I probably would have bought it. Just to have
like a 2 for $30 would be great.
Oh, hadn't thought about that aspect of it, but a pass bundle. That would have been smart.
Yeah, well, on top of them fixing the pass, finally, we do have the makeup offers for Silver Surfer showed up. So the extra $20 per 50 shards.
Yep.
So if you've bought the first two sets that came out, and you bought this set, and you finish up the pass, congratulations, you're 10 shards short of a 5-star. On the other hand, if you bought the $50 offer for the 60 shards, that was the really crappy offer, you know, a couple of days ago.
Right.
Then you're you're 50 out of 200 towards a six star.
Right. Yeah. It's man. So I'm not buying anything.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I didn't think you would be.
Yeah. I was
so
trying to
question. The question in the chat is, which pass is better if you're only getting one? It depends on where you are in the game. Right. If you need the orbs and you want Silver Surfer, which Silver Surfer is a better character than Scream, which is the RTA pass. If you need the orbs that are with Silver Surfer, that's the better purchase. If you need the tier 15 gear, the RTA one is a better purchase. But it also, because they'll probably switch which characters, and you know, the RTA one's already on the fourth pass. It's every time there's a new character in it. I'm sure the strike pass will do the same thing. So it really depends on what the character available in there is, right, and which materials do you need more.
The character will definitely make a difference, right? With how you value that.
Absolutely.
Honestly, I'm trying to max out Scream. I don't think I'll be able to without paying, but at least my interest in RTA is around that right now.
Right.
So yeah. So we'll see how it all goes. I'm not that far along in my Mojo's Mayhem, and there's only a week left. I'm on like level 13.
Right. So in your case, the RTA there is not worth it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. No, I mean
the pass there.
For the purchase. Yeah.
On the other hand, in 3 weeks, if you look at the strike pass and you say, hey, I'm really close to finishing it because you've been doing all your dailies, that might be worth dropping $20 to get an extra 50 shards.
Yeah. It might be. Maybe I have to start thinking about these not so much as like a VIP type situation, but if you finish this at the end, you can pay $20 and get this bundle of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
I haven't bought it yet. I know more than likely, I mean, 99% sure that I'm going to finish it, but yep. I haven't bought it yet. Just because there's been so much crap going on in this game today that right. I just kind of went, you know what? I'm not even touching it right now.
Right.
On the other news front, were you playing when we had the snappening?
I think I was. Well, yeah, I must have been because I've been playing from the beginning.
Because you've been playing since the start. Yeah. So there was that problem where all of a sudden, like that line, when they introduced the auto kick option and like, just alliances just disintegrated.
Right.
So today we had a wave of bans hit the game out of nowhere, and a bunch of people posting like giant thread on Reddit of people posting, hey, I got banned. And it looked like a 72-hour ban first, and then it turned into a permanent ban.
Wow.
So we got a post from Zeke's confirming this was not an error. This is not an April Fool's joke, because goddamn, that would be... That's a terrible joke.
Terrible joke. Yeah.
Just don't do that. These were intentional. They basically went through and kicked a bunch of people for whatever reasons, because they're not going to go into reasons. But really, there's only three reasons.
Yeah.
And they're all cheating. So.
Yeah. Right. Well. So I was going to say, did you hear from anybody who actually was banned and cop
there was
to it?
One person. No, there was one person that like Mr. Free to Play was streaming when I heard about it. One person jumped into his stream saying, I don't know what happened. They banned my account permanently. But that's the only person that I've seen live say that they did it.
Right.
And really, if you're using a download from an APK site, that's it could be a modified APK for the game. If you're buying through the third seller, buying cores and shit like that, that's a ban. There's another, if you're using bots for Blitz or whatever else, that's a ban.
Right.
They did say they're going to take care of the arena exploit, so that could be a ban from that.
But that's not typically a perma-ban, right? For the arena exploit.
Unless, I mean, I haven't seen them do anything about it before at all. They just finally, like 2 weeks ago, said, we're going to address it. So it could be part of that. They could have said, well... Because they can look at your history. If they say, well, he's been doing this for 6 months versus he's only done it for like 3 days,
right,
then they could decide, well, do a permaban. Or they could have just said, whoever we have on the list, just permaban everybody.
Right.
So yeah. There was a lot of it going on today.
Yeah. I think the... Look, if you're cheating, you're cheating. And that's... You're going to... I would hope you would have known the risks going in.
Right.
The APK thing is a little dicier to me. And right. and then I start getting a little concerned about, well, so what about, even though it's not an actual mobile device, BlueStacks?
No, so they're, I mean, as far as I can tell, they're partnered with BlueStacks. BlueStacks on their website straight up has advertisements and guides for playing
okay.
Strike Force.
All right, so they've embraced so that rather than...
Yeah, that one's fine. It doesn't affect Amazon because it's an official APK, an official app source,
right?
Stuff like that. But if you have, you know, like Split APK or APK Pure or something like that, somewhere where you can go download a modified version of the APK for, you know, 500% more damage on your characters or unlimited gold or whatever. One of the things that people were saying they were seeing was these names for like 4-minute finish times on DD1 or DD2. They're yep. seeing those go away from the leaderboards. So definitely some of the cheating got cleared out.
Sure. And that makes sense. And that's a good thing, I think. But
absolutely.
Yeah, it was funny because you mentioned like APK Pure, and I know that there are some legit APKs on APK
Pure.
Oh,
absolutely.
It's just like for whatever reason, let's say the app store doesn't work for you. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So yeah,
it's used usually for getting around region restrictions.
Yep. Yes. Yes.
Cuz you can get it there, but there's a difference between downloading a straight APK from them and actually finding, you know, you can easily find an APK that says, hey, this is modified for this and this and this.
Right.
Don't do it. Don't use those. You're going to get banned.
Right. Right. So, hey, you know, it's funny because we talked a little bit about the exploits and whatnot. Is there still, it's not an exploit per se, but is there still an advantage to buying items through the Amazon store?
Through the coins?
Yeah.
So the coins, you get like a 20, like depending on how much of the coins you buy from Amazon, it's like 20% or 18%. If you do $100 of coins, it costs like $81 or $82 for those.
Right.
So it's definitely a discount. So if you want to buy and get your stuff cheaper, go through the Amazon coins. A bunch of the content creators and streamers, are sponsored by them as well. So they get a little back on it when you use their link for it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but for the most part, the other problem was they still haven't, a couple of people got the extra offers last time, which is why we have the bonus offers for Silver Surfer today.
Right.
So that whole thing got fixed a long time ago and cropped back up, or it's been around and it just hasn't been talked about, but I haven't seen it happen in a while.
Right.
So, but apparently that is not what this all the bans were about. So that already got taken care of, and this was a completely different issue.
Yeah, well, it would be really nice to hear from somebody who actually got banned and actually copped to why they got banned.
Right.
I don't know that we'll hear that. So, yeah. All right. So. What else have we gotten with this week's patch?
Well, we're getting on Wednesday, we're getting She-Hulk. So she's going to be farmable in a Blitz store.
Okay, great.
And I don't think anything else. Oh, Chaos Theory went live today for some reason. Instead of tomorrow, like it should on Friday, it's up and live now. So that's happening. And we still don't have any info on when multiple man offers are supposed to be dropping. We're expecting it today, probably tomorrow. So it's probably going to be a Friday evening offer. And the other thing is the skill military team rework. We still don't know when that's happening either.
Oh, okay.
And part of that is Black Widow is getting the military tag finally.
Mm.
So if you want to move her onto that team, you can. I don't see the reason for it, but, you know, if you don't have a strong Wave 1 Avengers team and your Black Widow is actually a strong character, Might want to run that team instead, but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, you know, you Black Widow was almost OP because of the speed up she would grant, right?
Right.
So I don't know that she's at that level anymore, but...
She's got her uses. I brought her up for... I brought her to tier 15 for Dark Dimension 4, and it actually worked really well.
Okay.
So she helped out, especially because she's a global character and she's fairly cheap to power up. So I brought her in with Sinister and Ghost. And in the global nodes, you can clone Symbiote Spider-Man. So between the stunts from Symbiote Spider-Man and Black Widow, and then the extends from Ghost, I had entire waves just completely locked down and not moving.
Huh.
That was a lot of fun. That was actually fun to do.
I'll bet. So I'm just going over the offers here on screen. We got the 10 for 10, which is Thanos from the Watch Remen Shake It.
Yep. Nice little extra if you need it.
Yeah. Got a gold promotion credit offer.
So this is a weird one, right?
Yeah.
Because it's definitely expensive because it's $50. The company basically, if you break down their numbers, it comes out to about $5 per gold orb. So this has 3 gold orbs in it. So that's like $15 right there. It's like $20 or $25 for a mega orb, which is in there. So that's basically $40 right there.
Yep.
Gold promo credits are expensive. When they do an offer for them, they're really pricey.
Right.
So this is actually like value for their value. This is a good value offer. It's still super expensive because it's $50.
Right, right.
But if you, there's 3 of them. If you buy all 3, which is $150, so please don't do that.
Yeah, don't
do
that.
But if you actually got, if you got the money to drop it, that's 105 gold credits. That's enough to bring somebody from 5 to 6 Red Star, or if you have some, you know, another 45 laying around, that's enough for a 7 Red Star upgrade. So there's some interesting things in there. It's kind of weird because it's got an Ancestral Spirit Orb and a Second Chance Orb in there, and those are like, you know, whatever. And then the Galactic Orb Fragment, two Galactic Orbs, which right. I'm not even sure what those are right now.
Oh.
But the gold credits are, that's just solid.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So then we've got a gear tier 15 draft, which is $50.
So expensive.
And you get 46 superior gear parts.
Yeah, it's parts. I don't even think those are full tier 15 pieces.
I don't know, but still,
I'm not willing to test it.
It's bizarre.
It's really expensive.
We got a purple advanced gear sale, $15, where you get 75 of 3 items and 60 of 1 for advanced gear. Get a T4 ability material offer, 100 of that for $30.
Yeah, all these prices are, you know, everything is just too high. There's a couple of decent ones, but for the most part, everything's just too high.
Yeah, the 50 Silver Surfer for $20.
So that's actually, you know, that's a solid offer, right? Because usually it's, what, $30 for 50?
Yeah.
So, and he's the best character in the game right now.
Yeah.
So if you got the money to drop on him, he's worth buying.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, if you didn't buy the $50 offer, you're going to be just a little short of being a 5-star character.
Right.
The $5 offer is worth it. The 2,000 war credits with some Blizz charges. That's probably the best offer in the game right now. It's been going on like once a day for like a week now.
Right. We got the Cosmic Essence daily offer for $10 for 1,600 Cosmic Essence currency.
Right. So that's for the current milestones. So if you're a little behind and you want to get all the milestones done, this is the catch up on that. It's $5 an orb. Because that will get you 2 orbs of the that you that have the chance of dropping tier 15 gear.
Right. Extraordinary Energy Bundle, which is the 50% off one where you get 2,000 campaign energy, you get some war credits and premium orb, it looks like, and a second chance orb, and blitz credits and raid credits.
So this one's not bad.
It's like, not bad.
This is between the energy and the war credits, this is actually pretty decent. It'd be better if it was like $15, but everything would be better if it was cheaper.
Yep.
Mostly because you're getting 2,000 energy, which is a giant amount here. And if you're still leveling, if you're still not level 80, this is a really nice way to get 2,000 XP.
Right. Then there's this Elite War Credits, 500 for $5. I don't understand.
It's so weird because I can't tell if that's a good price or not.
I
don't think it is.
There's not. You don't get that much.
No, you don't. And you need 1,000 just to open the basic orb for the tier 14.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wouldn't say that's a good offer. Then you know it's rather mediocre. But
well, and they talk about it helps progress through the Universal Truth milestone.
Yes, because. If you're trying to max that out, it does take it's war credits and warp orbs, so you can open up the war orbs.
Right. Then there's the X-23 offer, which is kind of normal, 50 shards plus a bunch of gear for $30. I'm not doing it, even though I'm trying to max out my X-23 because she's 7 red star.
Right, she's purchasable, but she's purchasable in the worst possible way from the war store. So.
Yep. So I've just been buying her whenever I see her. X-Force orbs, 6 orbs for $20, which has a chance of getting X-23. So I guess there's
sure.
That. Not doing that either. Gold bundle, 7 gold orbs plus 550K in gold for $35. It's a 30% savings.
That's probably... It's a bad price. Let's just put it that way.
Premium ISO offers. T1 Ion offers.
All the standard stuff. Yeah.
I still... You know, here's the thing. For baby players and brand new... You know, just brand new players, I still really like this Legacy Orb offer.
Yeah, the little $3 one.
$3 for 5 orbs. I think that's really good. And you know, they can make up some time. $25 for 3,000 energy. Same old. 99-cent orb draft, which is fine. Yeah, let's see. Daily orb, which is the red star and... Is it training orb? Yeah. For 425 cores. I don't like that at all.
No, it's just not worth it.
The daily energy one intrigues me in that it's 250 daily energy plus 150 of the blitz charges for 175 power cores. But if you really don't care about the blitz charges end of it, then it's not worth it.
Well, if you're trying to stack up for when we have blitzes for the new characters again, this is a good way to do it. If you want to, because this is the only way to go over that 500 limit is by buying it.
Oh no, but you're talking about the blitz charges.
Yeah, the blitz charges.
Yeah. No, I'm saying if you don't care about blitz charges, then it's really not worth it.
Right, it's not, especially right now because it's a core offer. So while those are nice to have for people that you know have a ton of cores and don't know what to do with them. We got an event coming up. Multiple man event starts on the 9th.
Yeah.
So use your cores to refresh those orbs.
Right.
Sorry, nodes, not orbs.
Nodes, right, right.
We did have a number of people that actually went and dropped an ungodly amount of cores to buy his orbs, because multiple man orbs are available for purchase, although his offer hasn't come around yet.
Okay.
So they managed to get 3 and 4 star multiple man with no red stars. There's a video from Hefsen, who's a content creator and a streamer, of a 4-star multiple man with X-Factor, Minerva, and Silver Surfer taking down Black Order teams.
Okay.
So a four star, 4 red star, Silver Surfer, a 4-star multiple man with no red stars, and the other three are built up, and they're dropping like 50k punch ups on Black Order teams and clearing them out.
Ah.
It is damn impressive. And these two characters are going to be major powerhouses.
Cool. That'll be good. I don't know about you. I'm still buying Electro Orbs or Electro Shards.
Yeah, Shards from the Blitzor.
Yeah. Still trying
to
get.
How far are you from finishing her?
Well, I haven't actually ranked her up yet.
Okay.
So I'm sitting at 357 out of 80. So
it's 80, 130, and then 200 and 300.
Right. So I've got a ways to go. But I'm all right. I'm not in any hurry. And then I'm working on Blob, and I'm sitting at 356 out of, actually it's going to be 361 out of 130. And that's all right. Oh, I got an X-23 in my war store.
Woohoo. Well, there you go. Always helpful.
Yep. So, I'm just kind of plugging along on there. What do I have for silver credits? 193 and gold credits 71.
Nice.
And I am looking at what should I do. I can bring Hulk up to 6 red stars.
Huh.
Or Crystal, or I can bring Corvus Glaive up to 5 red stars.
That's not a bad one.
Yeah.
If you know, at 5 is fine. I wouldn't do it to 6.
See, that's the thing. I kind of want to hold until it's an obvious spend.
Yeah.
So.
I'm saving mine right now. They're all going for Silver Surfer. I have just enough, and they're all going for Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
That 10 credits for at the top for Shatterstar is actually pretty worth it. That's a good purchase.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's take a look at my Shatterstar.
Sure. If you don't have him, then that's probably not worth it.
I have him. I just haven't done anything with him. So he's sitting at level 1. If I rank him up, he'll be at 4 stars with 2 red stars.
Nice.
So I should probably rank him up, but I haven't gotten around to it.
So that purchase is pretty good. I mean, if you're going to use him, that team is going to be pretty OP.
Yeah.
I don't know how Polaris is going to do, but overall right now, the entire team looks really good.
Ah, good. Yeah, I'm trying to think of that. So I've been, you know, as I think I've told you, I've worked on my Black Order team and I've worked on my Symbiotes. And it's just a matter of what to go next. And I don't know if I should go X-Factor or somebody else.
So really the top three teams right now would be X-Factor, Astonishing X-Men, and the Shadowland team.
Really?
Yeah, Shadowland is doing really well. The Skill Military team is going to get a little bit of a rework, but who knows when, and we don't know if it's going to be any good or not. Red Guardian by himself is a really good character for, you know, for Dark Dimension stuff and for the Doom Raid and a few other things.
Right.
But the team itself is like, you know, I don't feel like there's any reason to bother.
Yep.
The Shadowland team, however, is doing really well. I just got them all up to tier 12. I'm trying to get them up to level 70. I basically took all three of those teams to tier 12. And okay. Now I'm giving them levels to get them up to 70 and higher.
Gotcha.
The Astonishing X-Men, I'm taking up to 14. Shadowland is probably going to go to 14 when I have the gear for them. And so is X-Factor. I think all three of those are basically going to go to 14.
Yeah, well, I don't have Moon Knight yet. So Shadowland is kind of out of the question. So let's see. If I go Astonishing, I have a feeling that... Yeah, I don't have Bishop or Jubilee. So there's that. And X Factor, let's see. All, come on. X Factor. Oh, because there's only four. And
right.
Oh, okay. So I've got Shatterstar and Longshot, but I don't have them leveled. I could level them up, I suppose.
But yeah, they're completely worth it. They're also a lot of fun.
Okay. Yeah, well, maybe I'll do that then. Maybe I'll bring them up. So, and then we can figure out my team afterwards. But all right. So let's see. I know we started a little bit late. Let's take a short break, and by that I mean just for Charles or whatever. So I'm going to send him the audio. We'll take a short break, and then we will be right back. And by short break, I mean only for the recording. And we're back. All right. So, Sen, what can you tell me about recruitment in our alliances?
Well, for recruitment stuff, if you're looking for anything, jump into our Discord. You know, we got a lot of rotating stuff, so... There might be something comes up even if it's not available now. Right now, Tempest has a spot open. Alpha has a spot open. Two spots with Argonaut and two with Pericles.
Okay.
So right there. And they're all different, you know, ranges. 5 million, 6 million, 8 million. And they're all doing different stuff. So if you're looking for an alliance, join us on Discord and see where you can fit in.
Cool. Great. All right, let's see. Questions from the podcast. Pull up this pin. And... All right. All right. Pull up the pin again because it went away. And I don't know why it went away, but... All right, so... Legend 87 asks, any news on the raid sim?
No, I haven't heard anything. It popped up.
Remember that button? Remember that button we used to have?
It popped up for like a minute. And I don't think it worked. And when they took it out, they broke everything.
So I had it on my screen for more than a minute. And... It broke everything. Like like nothing worked. Like you couldn't not sim fight raids. Like the raids just got broken.
So that's why they had to turn off the difficulty slider.
Yep.
And when they brought that back, they definitely screwed something up because the raids got harder.
Yep.
And they're like, no, we didn't change anything in the raids. I'm like, yeah, we believe you that you think you didn't change anything in the raids, but we're doing the exact same raid as last time, and the exact same team that didn't change in power is now getting destroyed. So something changed.
Right, right. Yeah.
Please fix it.
Yeah, and boy, I would love that raid sim button. I really would, if they can get it working.
I mean, it depends for what, right? Because the problem is I don't want to use it in U75 because there's a couple of spots where even with symbiotes who can basically auto the entire thing, there's a couple of spots where you kind of have to pull back a little and do it a little manually and then go, okay, now you can go auto.
Right.
But if we're taking the night off, like we did a 7.1 the other day just to get a couple of new people, you know, those first time achievements, I would certainly love to just go click, 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 look, the five nodes are done, come back in 2 hours.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see how they implement it. But I'm hopeful.
Poorly.
All right. So, Ferretism asks, I kind of hate this. When will Biker Mike from Mars join MSF?
Never.
Are
they Marvel? No.
They're not. So, thankfully, never. A real Magaz.
I don't remember how old I was when that cartoon came out, but I was young enough to actually like it. So, you know, it was bad.
That was definitely 90s, though, I think, if memory serves. So, okay. A real Magazo says, we need more Hulk hate. I'm working on Shadowlands and was wondering what T-Force to upgrade on them. P.S. Why is putting T-Force in Hulk a terrible idea?
Well, putting anything in Hulk is a terrible idea, right?
Exactly. And I'm still...
To a certain degree.
And I'm still, half committed to upgrading my Cyclops to see if I can outrank Charles's Hulk.
To max them out just to see what they can do in a single fight?
Yeah.
Shadowlands is really good, but they need a lot of T-Force to be really good. Mm. So they got a very heavy investment in T-Force. We actually have, in our infographic section, we have the file for that. I made sure that it's up there. So it gives you basically like the priority for what's the best ones and moving down. But I off the top of my head, it's like 9 or 10 upgrades, and I don't remember exactly what they were. So just jump into the infographic section. I think it's actually more than that. They're pretty heavily dependent on the T4 upgrades.
Okay.
It's at least 2 per person. So yeah, you're looking at least 8 or 10. So yeah, take a look first.
Okay, cool. A real Magazo says we need more Hulk hate. Upgrading a character this week, I accidentally put orange gear on Hulk. I quickly contacted Scopely once I saw it and they won't reset back or delete my account. I poked my eyes out, meaning I wouldn't have to look at it. What's some creative ways you fix problems?
Well, that's really the only way to do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you actually upgraded him, it's fine.
Yeah.
After the rework, he's got power.
Yeah. No, it looks good for him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Dante9 says, I'm going to take Night Nurse as my 4th city character in DD4, in addition to 3 symbiotes. Symbiote Spider-Man, rather, Anti-Venom and Scream. I'm looking at T4 for her. She looks like her T4s are Shadowlands-specific except for the special. Which T4s make sense for her without a Shadowland team?
Give me 1 second. Let me pull her up, because I'm actually working on her as well for the same exact reason.
All right.
She's a tier 12, but she's going to go to 15 for me. So give me 1 second.
Can't believe Night Nurse is getting some love.
I know, right? And mine's like a 5 Red Star, so I'm definitely getting some power out of her. Not as good as some people that we know that have a 7. So they definitely locked out.
Yep.
Okay, so her basic is just damage, and then if there's 2 or more Shadowland allies, flip to positive. So you don't need the basic. The first aid is clear 3 negative. So the special is clear 3 negative effects for most injured, and then heal for whatever amount. So that's a good one to have, because it definitely improves, because you're clearing 3 instead of, I believe it's 2 for the previous. Actually, it might not even be there. No, it's all heal, reduce ability cost, and then heal, and then call an ally with the highest damage to attack. And then you get to clear 3 negative effects. So that's completely worth it. The special is great.
Yep.
The ultimate... the ultimate is just good. It just gives you more energy to start with, so why not?
Cool.
And the passive is... when this character or any Shadowland ally drops below 50% health, apply defense up to that character and fill... So this is just for her.
Yeah.
So the passive is good for her for DD4. It'll keep her alive longer.
That's fair. Yeah.
I think that's probably a see how it goes. You know, if you go in and she dies too much.
Yeah, kick it up.
Upgrade the T4. Yeah, kick it up and see how it goes. but I think the special and the ultimate definitely, and then the passive is a needed or not situation.
Yeah, and if you've got a lot of gear to just spend, then kick it up on the passive just for the heck of it.
Yeah, yeah,
can't hurt.
Good.
Yeah,
it's a good one, and if you have it, I mean, it's expensive because it's, you know, 200 for the passive. So. So just those three, you're looking at what, 220, 240, and 200?
Yeah.
So it's a little on the pricey side, but if you have it, you might as well spend it.
Yeah. All right, cool. So Steve-O posted a picture that says, well, number two is still pretty good.
Steve-O is our second in the cluster to finish Dark Dimension 4 and get Doom.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Legend, yeah. Legend 87 says, is the 100 Surfer Shards with the Strike Pass achievable? I've been completing 100% of my dailies, but I feel like I'm not progressing as far as I should. Or so as fast
Rondius
as I should.
Rondius did a workup on it like he always does when something like this comes out. The man loves his spreadsheets.
Yep.
If you're getting, you basically have to get everything done, and I think he said it's 7 out of whatever, at least 7 or 10 times that you have to fuse the ions, the ISO, and that will get you everything. But if you're basically going down the list, you should be able to get everything. If you're completing the entire list, you should be able to get everything.
Cool.
The problem becomes spending the 400 ISO energy. Because after level 9 or level 8, they don't give you free energy anymore.
Yep.
So you have to kind of, you know, do a couple of refreshes, make sure you collect your daily stuff. You might be going into, instead of one free refresh, you might be going into, you know, some core expenditure there. But, you know, as long as you're getting your numbers done, as long as you get your rating done as well, because they put in an optional of 8 nodes a day. So if you do 8 raid battles, you get that one done. So as long as you're getting your dailies done and doing the ISO fuse, you should be fine.
Right. Okay.
And if you're not, you can catch it. It's 200 cores to do a level.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Baloney Ninja posted a picture and says, do you think this guy spends? It
oh, God,
has.
Oh,
it's disgusting. It's
scary.
The Silver Surfer, 5 red star, 5 star, 5 red star, 125k.
Right, so that's what, 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. That's $150, and they already completed at least a chunk of the strike pass to get him up to 5 star.
Right. And he's sitting at what, tier 14 at 125k for power. Ridiculous. Right.
But that's just the newest part of that photo.
Right. Dr. Doom. 7 star, 4 red star, 134k power, tier 14 as well. Ghost, tier 14, 6 red star, 7 star total, 123k. Long Shot, 7 red star, 7 star, 158k power, and Shatter Star, 7 red star, 7 7 red star, 7 star, yeah.
Yeah, it's
161k. It's, it really is. 702k, almost 703k team.
That is as Kraken as they come. By the way, did you minimize your blue stacks?
I did not.
Oh, then your game just frozen.
Oh. oh no, it's because I haven't actually done anything. It should be all set. It's because I was looking at that screenshot. So all right, and then finally, oh yeah, it's the last question. Legend 87 says, what's the Stimmy Surfer OP dream team?
That one, the one that you just went through. That is
no kidding, right?
That is
right?
The dream team. Him and Doom with the X Bros, and Ghost. That is a disgusting setup. Right now, it's actually like I would do if I had multiple man, I would have that on that team. But Doom with a 3 X Factor and Silver Surfer, that is just disgusting. I can't even think of what to do to counter that. Like, I don't want to fight that.
Yeah. I mean, and there is no fighting that.
Right? No, you just die.
Just
lie down.
Yep. We have some questions in the chat room. Passing Wind asks, Hulk or She-Hulk? Which one is the worst? Well, Hulk.
She-Hulk. She's worse. Not only is she bad, she has the completely incorrect tag. She completely has the wrong character structure for her, and bad skills. So at least Hulk has a good team to go with that he fits in. She's not needed on Fantastic Four at all.
Yeah, that's fair. It's because She-Hulk is one of those characters that should be really good,
right? She should have been what, a brawler with the Young Avengers?
Yes.
Instead of a protector with Fantastic Four, like, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I can even see her not being in the Young Avengers, but
at least they fix her neck.
Yeah. So, all right.
I mean, she could be with a new Defenders. That would be great.
Yeah, that
Heroes
would be
for
good.
Hire. Yeah.
Yep.
It'd be great if they moved it to Heroes for Hire.
Yep, I'd buy that. Yep. So, all right. That ends the questions. Do you have anything else?
No. Just, you know, keep an eye on your money. If you think the passes are worth it for you, go ahead and buy it. If they're not, go get your free stuff. So you'll still get, you know, 45 shards of Scream, 50 shards of Silver Surfer. Just get your stuff done. It's all free.
Yeah. And don't give in. Just do the free stuff.
Don't give in. Yeah.
All right. So let's just wrap this up. Sen, where can they find you?
You can find me every morning on twitch.tv/SenRaven, 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. A little later on the weekends, and I think I'm going to try and do tonight, since we're wrapping up a little early, I'm going to try and get on and do a stream for Outriders, which is a Destiny-style looter shooter that just came out today, and it's a lot of fun. I've been playing the demo for a couple of weeks now and having a blast with it.
Nice. Okay, and let's see. Otherwise, I can be found at VO by Kurt on Twitch and Twitter on Mondays and Thursdays doing the Marvel Strike Force thing over on VO by Kurt and on FT from the Helicarrier, the channel. I have to keep remembering that we change channels.
This is for changing name.
Yeah. On Thursday evenings, I'm at Nook's Tavern, where we do the in-game, in-studio podcast all about Animal Crossing New Horizons. I've got my solo podcast, which is Storytime with Kurt, and we just started a brand new book this week. So you can go catch that at anchor.fm/storytimewithkurt. And the newest podcast with my buddy Sen right here, where we do This Week in MCU, which is all about the Marvel Cinematic Universe right now TV shows. So we review, recap, and speculate on all things Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot. The show's good. The show's great. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And
loving it. I'm gonna be up so late tonight.
And so I encourage everybody, if you're into that show, come and listen to the podcast only if you've watched it. It is full of spoilers, and we are not dancing around it. So if you get if you get upset because we spoiled it, that's on you.
You've been warned.
Yep. But that can be found at anchor.fm/this-week-in-MCU. And I think that's it. And so, with that, the boss has fled.